Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hey, I'm on tour. I might be coming to a city near you or where you live. February the 7th, I'm going to be in New Hampshire, Rhode Island. February the 8th, March 7th and 8th, I'm going to be out in Seattle. March the 9th, Vancouver, Canada for one show. March 21 and 22, Tampa, Florida. April 4, 5, Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
Let's cross blades, cause we're having a sword fight with Nikki and Jim, Nikki and Jim. There's one hot lady and the other is worm-like. It's Nikki and Jim Norton.
Oh, God!
How are you?
Nikki, how are you? That is good. Quite a necklace. It hit my sternum when I hugged you.
I had to put a bra on.
Why?
Because it was transparent.
Oh, really?
And Jim has a problem. Maybe you, Chip, has a problem with it.
Oh, yeah. Your boobs are going to be out the whole time.
What boobs?
Oh, my God. Those delicious yabos. Dude, YouTube has a problem with everything.
I love how you smell cigarettes.
Oh, you can smell it.
I love it. No, I love it.
Really? Mm-hmm. Did you used to smoke?
I just had a patch on. I don't know if you can see, but.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it helping?
I treat it like pills. Do you know what I mean?
What are you doing as soon as you wake up?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, Sharon. I put my 5 packs of cigarettes on the table.
I love Marlboros.
Dude, do you know how pathetic I am? I bought empty soft packs off eBay to fill them with cigarettes because I love soft packs so much.
I always hated. Are you on mic? Just pull your mic in a little bit.
Is Marlboro Reds your favorite?
Yeah.
I used to smoke those.
This is a Metallica hat in the style of Marlboro.
Ah, very nice. Yeah. Does Metallica know that?
No. Parody law. Parody law.
What is the parody law? Because I was going to do some shirts for Chip, but they were too close to something. I'm like, I just decided not to because I didn't know if they would want money. I didn't have any idea.
No, parody law is like a lot of bands do that because I came up in punk rock and hardcore and everything, and a lot of bands do like rips of other logos or whatever with their logo in it, you know. And like there's this band in Philly called Blacklisted, and they have the Philly Fanatic, and they have an upside down P instead of the P for Phillies. It's upside down P and it's B for Blacklisted.
Yeah.
But it's on the Fanatic, and it's like, well, it's parody law. Mm. You're taking a thing and you're parodying it. You know what I mean?
Do they get sued or no?
No.
Oh,
it's under parody law. So like a bunch of my shirts are like, you know, in the style of other bands' logos, but with my name or whatever. Like they'll do like a Halloween shirt for, you know, it's neat. I like designs like that because it's recognizable.
Yeah.
And then you see it and you go, oh shit, oh cool.
Yeah.
You know, like it catches the eye because it's familiar and then it has your thing in it, which is nice.
Are you in a band?
No. I was in a ska band in high school.
Do you know what ska is?
No.
How would you best describe ska?
Music for virgins. It's like very upbeat, trumpets, trombone, horn section, saxophone, very upbeat music. It's very grating to a lot of people.
I don't mind it. I don't love it, but I don't mind it. I don't hate it.
Yeah. Well, I was in a ska band. I came up going to like hardcore and punk shows and everything growing up. And that's where all like merch is a big thing in there. So I enjoy that now. That's like a big part of. I see chip shirts at my shows.
Yeah. People wear them just to torture the comics.
Dude, all the runoff chip fans have been amazing to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was at a hardcore show Sunday night in Rutherford, Jersey. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys in this great Jersey hardcore band called Fury of Five was like, dude, I loved you on Chip during the pandemic. It was amazing.
Oh, nice.
I'm a big fan. Yeah.
I told him he should do Chip again.
Yeah.
I might start again. It's just, I'm busy, but I might start again.
Do you know what cigarettes I loved coming to the States?
What?
Newports.
Really? Mm. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it rips your lungs up with glass.
Yeah, they are bad for you.
Jim didn't say that, but they're very nice and they're cold and fresh.
I like them. It's like a little dessert.
And someone told me that it's like I'm waving a flag for black dicks.
Oh, it is. Yes. Or drug addicts.
Love you, Christine. Jace.
Oh, really?
Oh, she told you that?
Oh, I thought Jim told you that while he was yelling. You're not going to smoke Newports.
I'm having a Mel Gibson meltdown in my house.
Dude, that Mel Gibson rant is so funny because at one point he goes, "You're a glum cunt." And those two words together are so funny. And then he goes, because he was quitting smoking, and he goes, "And you know what? You make me want to smoke." Yeah.
You make me want to smoke.
Yeah.
It was so great.
Uh-huh.
Those, are you a pot smoker?
What's that?
Are you a pot smoker?
No. Mm. I'm totally sober. I don't drink or any drugs or any of that.
You used to, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did? Yeah, okay, yeah. You did.
I was going to gift you a small Hennessy.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. I gave it to Jay McBride instead.
Oh, that's nice. Yes.
I'll never drink.
I'll never get upset at people for offering me like a joint or a drink because it's like, it's not your job to know my bullshit. Mm-hmm. And you're like being kind by offering me like a communal gift.
Right. She did re-gift something. I'm sorry I mentioned it. We had Jay McBride on last week. But she gave Jay like this weird instrument. And it apparently was a re-gifting.
Columba or something?
Huh?
It's
literally the worst gift I've ever seen.
It's kind of autistic.
A Columba?
I think that's what it's called.
Huh?
I don't know what it's called. It's like a little
harp. I don't know what it is.
It has notes, but you play with your thumbs.
Oh, yeah. And you like hit it and it's like,
plink.
Oh, I didn't know that was called a Columba.
It sucks. Whatever.
Is that like a Norwegian instrument or something?
No, that's my penis.
Oh, nice. Yes. You play it and it clinks.
This is the sound that her instrument makes.
How easy.
Thank you for coming by the way.
Thank you for having me.
We were pre-recording and Ian raced home. I talked to you and you were in Rhode Island yesterday and you were you by yourself?
No, we did the live podcast December 30th, me and Jordan Jensen.
Okay.
And then last night for New Year's Eve, I headlined two shows and had a special guest, and she was a special guest.
Oh, nice.
She's playing the Wilbur in February, and you know, with like contract, you can't, like 90 day and all the distance and stuff. So we couldn't put her on the bill, so we just said, look, it's, and December 31st is my birthday. So it was like, oh, it's a birthday, New Year's Eve show.
Happy birthday. Thank you. How old?
40.
Are you really?
It's a big one. 40's a big one.
Yeah. You look younger than 40.
Lordy. Yeah. Look who's 40.
Wow. You know?
I like it, yeah. And, we did two shows last night, and then I brought her up at the end as like a special guest. She did a set, and then she would bring me on stage, and we'd like go back. And then we were on stage together when the ball dropped.
That's nice.
It was amazing. And a bunch of my friends came from like Boston, Connecticut. We all went bowling yesterday for my birthday, and it was like really nice.
My buddy made a cake.
It was just such an amazing way to end a year, start a new one, and jump into a new decade of my life, like turning 40. Right. It was amazing. I'd been dreading it, but we were in Rhode Island and we drove up on the 30th. And then today we were like speeding down to get here. And Jordan was driving because she didn't like my driving on the way up. And we ended up, she got us lost. And so I was so nervous.
Don't you guys use GPS?
Yeah. Have you met Jordan?
Yeah.
The GPS is right there, and we're podcasting while we're driving. And so it was, dude, she missed three turns. We were an hour and a half out of the way. We end up in Jersey, and I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And so finally it worked out, and I was fucking here on time.
Thank you for coming. It's appreciated.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
And I asked Jordan this, too, when she was on, because we love Jordan.
I love Jordan.
Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah.
Can I just find my mirror? I think I'm a booger.
Let me see. No, you're good.
I don't think, let me
there's
see.
There's no boogers.
Are you sure?
No, yeah. I don't think so.
You don't got a hanging boog.
Here, let me see.
If you had one, I'd tell you.
I wouldn't.
That's really?
No.
Do you tell people when they have shit in their mouth or like but tooth, like lipstick on the tooth?
He doesn't tell me ever. Really? Sometimes I'll have red lipstick on my front teeth and he doesn't tell me.
Why?
It's because my joy is that she won't notice until she sees it. I remember one time.
It's embarrassing.
No, but we were doing, when I was shooting Lucky Louie, which was 2006, Louie and I were doing a scene, and there was a woman who was playing like a bartender or a waitress. So wardrobe had gotten her a shirt, and the shirt had like LLLLL, like the sticker that said large all over it, and they forgot to take it off. And Louie looked at it, and he goes, "All I want is for them not to notice that that's on there.
Oh,
it's all I want is for the scene to be shot with them not knowing that they did that." And they, of course, did recognize it, but I got it. Like, sometimes it's just fun.
It is.
To have your wife have lipstick on her teeth. What are you doing? What is that sound?
What is happening?
What is that?
Are you putting on more jewelry?
Fucking Zsa Zsa Gabor?
Is that another cologne?
I was trying to put on this boa robe for you, Ian.
What?
Now everyone's going to be like, "Nikki, you're terrible at prep." But Jim. I mean, hello. But this look, it got
stuck.
You guys
balance each other out. You're bad at it. You're really good at it.
I'm a professional. I'm prepared.
I will get on this boa for you.
All right. What is that? Nobody, a boa?
What is that?
Oh, thank you.
It looks like something Madeline Kahn would wear.
Wow. Yeah, very Joan Rivers.
Very much.
Today.
Thank you. I thought of you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
There's nothing worse than when you're putting on a sexy boa. That's very Madeline Kahn, Joan Rivers.
No, but look.
Yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I'm looking. What am I looking at?
Oh. Oh, that's nice.
I mean, that's just
thank
little.
You.
Thank
Ian.
You. You're welcome.
So with Jordan, like,
I love Jordan.
She said you guys are obviously friends, but is she, do you love her, or like only as, like, are you able to love a woman that much and only look at her as a friend? It's like, it's hard for me to do that. Like, I start to catch feelings, or are you able to do it and not catch those feelings?
I'm able to do it. I love her in such a, I've never loved anyone like this before.
Yeah.
Just in terms of like understanding, and like, she's taught me so much as friends because she's so fucking difficult, and so am I, you know? So like, we've really worked at like, these like relationship building skills that help you in a relationship, but it's a friendship, so we have that ability to like really hash it out and say shit that you wouldn't say to like probably each other in a relationship, or if you like had a crush on someone, you know
right.
what I mean? So I grew up, I was like the only boy in my family, and I grew up with like girl cousins, all my friends are girls, so I've always been able to be like friends with girls, but I'd be lying if I said I don't develop crushes or a friendship will be the culmination of something that started out as a crush, you know what I mean? But with her, we've talked about it. It's like, I would love to spend the rest of my life with her. I'd love to be, you know, like, but I don't see myself being like, come on, sit on my face, old girl, you know? But I could see us like in rocking chairs with blankets over our laps, like laughing. It's like the sun setting when we're old, you know? I don't know what kind of love that is. Someone told me that that's just friendship.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, you know? Someone's like, yeah, that's just like a best friend.
That's I'm what
like,
being oh, friends okay, is. Okay, yeah. That's healthy. It's like, I feel the same way about Voss. Like, literally.
Well, why would you want to fuck him?
I wouldn't. That was my point. I love Voss. I love to sit in a rocking chair with him.
Yeah.
I'd love to watch Voss die and then realize we've never had sex. But, like, I have that same love for a guy like Voss. Like, I get it. It's like where the idea of sex is just not appealing. Mm-hmm. Even like, though she's hot, it doesn't matter.
Totally.
It's,
totally.
It's nothing to do with
she's
it.
She's super attractive, yeah, yeah. And but it's just a thing. Like, and also, too, I don't know, sex complicates things. But also, I have the ability, she and I both have the ability to have sex with people and just be cool, yeah, afterwards and be friends, you know? But it's like, we've been... I feel like that works if you have sex in the beginning and then you're cool after to be
That's
friends.
Right.
But if you're friends for a while and you have sex, I can fuck things up.
Are you sexually active at this point in your life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lots of sex.
I mean, I'm happy. I'm content. You know, I'm enjoying myself.
Sex is very therapeutic.
It is, but also sometimes sex is very exhausting.
Yes, know, like, well, that's part of the drug, I guess.
The sexiest thing someone can say to me is, I'm tired. I'm like, yeah, me too. I really didn't want to heave my body on you for this charade, you know?
Are you still dating the same person? I might say the name, but you were dating somebody. Are you still?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we're buds.
Oh, you are friends.
When she comes to New York, we're like... I'm like her New York boyfriend. We joke about
she'll sit on your face.
But yeah.
Oh yeah,
she'll fuck my ass.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, she has a nice hiney. It's a winner.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
great.
It's very nice. Yes. But she's we're buds, and you know, well, like I think we've only hung out in New York. When I was in Vegas, I don't think we saw each other. But yeah, no. She's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want something like a wife, or do you want like a girl? I mean, I didn't think I wanted the wife. Nikki and I met.
Wish you didn't.
Yeah, me and
honest.
You both. Believe me, it's
you.
Everything they threaten me with. You're gonna fucking hate it. No. Yes.
Well, you guys seem.
No, we have fun.
Happy.
Ian, I'm 27. I would like
Are
to
you?
Do. Yeah, I would like to do things before I hit 30.
Like
okay.
What?
Like go out, experience things with other 20-year-olds before I hit 30. I'm pushing 30. It's miserable.
So what?
I know that I'm not old.
I just turned 40, and I'm feeling incredible.
I know, but only older people are telling me it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but that's because the people your age don't, their fucking brains aren't fully developed.
Well,
they're
exactly.
fucking idiots.
So let me experience
being an idiot.
No one's
yeah,
not
of
letting,
course.
No one's not
Absolutely.
Letting you. We just talked about this the other night. I'm like, stop saying.
I feel like I live in a gold cage.
I mean,
you look like
just,
you're wearing part of the cage.
It's, it's
like, I'm wearing this for you.
You yeah. do look like a bird in a cage.
I mean, you dress like a 78-year-old.
Yes.
What are you talking about? I want to go out and do things.
I would like to go to places like Cuba or have a cocktail, drink a bottle of vodka, just enjoy life.
A bottle.
Well, who cares?
Oh, okay.
I've never puked in a bucket in front of Jim. I would like
you
to.
You puked in a tub.
I would
in Paris.
Like to experience.
A tub is not a bucket.
No. Even if I fail. You
well,
know what I mean?
My question is, do you, you're sober and
yes.
you're not.
Right.
Do
no,
you
I won't be.
Drink in front of him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? And is it like to the point where you have to like be her caretaker?
No.
No, like I, she's, hold on, she drinks like a bottle of vodka, but I don't caretake.
A I'm night?
Like, no.
Oh.
Like she'll buy it, but I don't, as long as she's not like getting fucked up and like, you know,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
never
yeah.
like she can't walk or anything. It's
never
like
never
that.
Getting
but.
I go home. He's not mentioning the reality. I go home, I clean, I do laundry. I'm not saying like,
well,
oh, I'm a
good.
Functional alcoholic.
Right.
I don't drink.
That's a good term.
I don't drink that much.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing
but
about
he's like, well, I want you to be better. I want you to be like, and I appreciate it. I know it comes from a really good place, but
right.
I'm yearning to fuck up a little.
And fuck up in what way? Like get a DUI or like what
yeah,
are
like,
you
no,
talking about?
Almost like
just like
what are you talking about?
Experience a life before it fades away in front of me.
Sword Fight is sponsored by Huel. That is spelled Huel. The world's number one complete nutrition brand, trusted by millions.
It's not too late to start your resolution to take better care of yourself this year. Take the guesswork out of eating and let Huel take care of you, because it certainly does take care of Jim. He powders up the powder shakes and all that, and he just drinks it all day.
I love it. I truly do love it. They sent me a bunch of chocolate ones, which were cold, and then the white vanilla powder, which was delicious. I'm lazy, so I like the pre-made ones, but the powder, they give you like a little thing and you shake it up. These are meal replacements. They're delicious. If you have a sweet tooth, they kind of satisfy that. Huel's Black Edition, ready to drink, is a complete meal in a bottle, as I was saying. It's designed by experts to provide all the nutrients your body needs from a meal in a quick drink. And it does taste like a milkshake. Comes in chocolate and vanilla. Or try both. I've done both. I love both. Take the leap and join the community of Hooligans
with 15% off plus a free gift with the code SWORD at Huel.com.
That's 15% off plus a free gift for new customers with the code SWORD at Huel.com. Start your year off strong. Unlock a healthier, easier way to eat with Huel. Nutritional complete meals in minutes so you can focus on what really matters. Honestly, I'm endorsing these things because I truly love them. They are delicious. I always feel full when I'm finished. It is a delicious meal replacement, and it's the best tasting one I've ever had.
Delicious.
So thank you, Huel, and welcome to Sword Fight. Fuel your best performance with Huel today. Try Huel for 15% off plus a free gift using the code SWORD at Huel.com/SWORD.
What? Ian, I don't go out at all. I've been inside for probably 4 months.
But that's her choice. Like, you don't want to go out.
What is out?
Every podcast, she just complains about, I don't go out. And it's like, then go out.
Okay.
You're allowed to go do it. No one tells you you can't do
it. But you want to go out and have him go with you?
Sure, I wouldn't mind. We don't like to do the same thing.
Yeah, I don't want to go to a club. She wants to go out with her girlfriends to a club. Go.
Yeah.
No, but you told me I couldn't.
All right, we'll do this. I apologize to anybody with ears. We've done this already, but it's like being married to a goldfish. It's fucking infuriating.
I'll explain.
Nope. You wanted to bring it up?
Let her talk.
I'll explain. Okay. Exactly. Okay. She had a friend, a trans friend, who was going to take her to a club. It's one of those trans girls get in half pride. It's like one of those. It's where hookers typically go.
Bro.
And by the way, and I've told her that I'm not, her friend's not a hooker, but I'm like, that's like a fetish. That, it's not like a regular dance club.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know what she's talking about, and she thinks that I'm being paranoid. But I'm like, no, that's like when people
wife.
Fuck in the back.
But it's
nobody
not
wants
about...
their wife going to a place where guys are fucking in the back.
It was
room.
Also an electro. And I look. Listen.
Literally, guys go there to buy women.
It's crazy.
I'm not just talking about the club. I know you don't want me to go to the club. I understand why my 50-year-old husband don't want me to go clubbing.
No, but you see, you say 50-year-old, like 40-year-old
husband.
No, I'm not.
A 30-year-old husband wouldn't want you
I'm
to do
sorry.
That.
I'm sorry. I don't mean
no, no, no.
Like
there's
that.
No reason to be sorry.
But it's not that easy for me. It's like an autistic 50% Norwegian, 50% autistic.
No, it's tough.
100% of both. Where's this 50 shit coming from?
Well, we don't have to make it about me.
Have you ever, like, is there anyone that you, like, any other girls or, like, friends or people you think are, like, cool online that you could be like, I love your style? Like,
yeah, of course. There was, like, one gay guy who DM'd me. He's very gay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I want to go.
I just, Ian, how are you doing? How are
I'm
you?
I'm loving this.
No, but
this
it's
is
like,
amazing. I feel like I have parents again.
I feel like I'm
back home in Delaware as a kid.
I consider going to rehab. But then I didn't know that the final goal of going to rehab was to stay sober. And I'm not going to stay sober. Why would I go to rehab?
So why did you want to go to rehab to begin with?
I didn't know. Just to like...
Because she thinks it's fancy. This is the level of delusion I live
like,
with.
Like, stay at a
Believe
place
me, you
like...
got out early. She You got out easy. She goes...
This is the best!
It's everything they said
You're
it was
going to
be. It's everything they said it was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Married.
Yeah.
But no, she wanted to go like as a way... And I'm like, you don't... She's like, she doesn't drink
Why
that
don't you
much.
Go to Bally's?
What's
that's
that?
Like, oh, Bally's is like a resort.
Yeah,
I would love to
take a break.
You know, putting a patch on her every 10 minutes because she's quitting smoking. So we're dealing with a lot of manic. I quit smoking. It's one of the hardest things I ever did emotionally. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a fucking difficult thing. And she doesn't think that that's part of what causes mood swings.
But
I mean,
Ian,
it does.
I quit smoking.
Totally, it does.
And then I started sobriety. I was sober for 1 month. But then I started bringing cookies in the house.
That's fine.
No, it's not fine.
Why not?
Well, I eat them. The problem is, I am also an addict. See, she's not the only one. I am also a fucking a rooting around fucking
mouse
pig
in the house.
But he did get me a dog.
Yeah.
A
oh,
puppy.
He got you a dog?
Yes.
That's nice.
Yes, we do have a dog. And the dog is, of course, untrained.
Yeah.
Of course, it just shits everywhere.
How old is it?
14 weeks.
Not even. No, it's not even. Maybe.
Oh, that's going to be a nightmare for A little while.
A little while, right?
That's why cats are great. They're just pre-programmed for kitty litter.
They're just smarter.
Are you?
Me too.
Really?
I love cats, but wow.
I wanted a hairless cat, but then I learned that they get like greasy like Balzac's after like a week.
Yeah, you have to clean them.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of, that's why we didn't get a cat. I would much rather have a cat, but I can't because I just can't fucking.
Yeah, that's tough.
We like having this dog. I love the dog. We got to get it trained.
Do you take it to the dog park?
No, because it needs a rabies shot.
It's got to get all. It's too young to have all its shots.
Right.
Maybe
when it's old enough, you can go to the dog park, meet some friends, and have like dog days with.
I'm probably difficult too.
You think?
Good level of self awareness.
Oh, I have a lot of self awareness.
You sure?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good to recognize that.
Meeting Jim, I haven't changed at all. I am still the exact same soul as I was in Norway. I haven't changed at all.
That's not a good thing, though. Changing a little bit is okay.
Change is good. Change is a part of evolving.
Yeah.
Well, I've definitely changed. But I remained the same.
I know, you just
core.
Put on a camisole. Yes.
You became a 78-year-old. You became Sylvia Miles.
I thought it was cute.
It is cute, but if you know.
It's very nice. It's
just, thank you.
Yes.
So so you see this woman when you are, you know, when she's in New York.
Yeah.
And do you like being single? Because, like, I mean, I haven't been in 5 years.
Yeah.
But I was lonely when I was single. Like, as much as marriage drives you crazy, being single I didn't like. I was not happy when I was single.
Even though
I will be again.
Really?
No.
See, you guys love each other.
I do love her, yes. Yes. She drives me crazy, but I do love her.
Of course. Well, I grew up in a home where it was like, if you don't love each other, you don't yell and hit. It's like, well, I don't know about that. Yeah. So I'm like, this is love. Arguing and like being annoyed. That's what like love is.
This is bickering. This is not even arguing. Like, because I'm not angry. Like, I don't think she's angry.
That's the thing. I would love to have someone to bicker with as long as the baseline was like compromise and understanding at the end. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and we can usually laugh after it. Like, she's the only person I've ever been with who, no matter how furious I am, she can do something to make me laugh. Like, and I've dated some funny people. I was never able to be pulled out of an angry moment like that. Mm-hmm. But she can actually, if like we're arguing too much and she's just done, she'll just do something that she knows.
Like a grimace.
A what?
You put on a purple outfit. Go to McDonald's.
What's the grimace when you make a funny face?
What's the face?
I'm not going to do that.
No, I don't know what you mean.
No, I don't know what you mean.
You're going to push me in a corner, but
you mentioned it.
I'm not going to do it. Yeah, just stop. But I do say.
What is a grimace like?
Yeah, it's just a funny face. I can't do it. I can't do the face. But then I will give him a hug.
Yeah.
After he's been viciously debating me.
She's very strange, though. She can handle an argument stopping. She'll go, just say you're sorry. And what's that? And like there's like a really weird, I can't do that. For me, it bleeds into everything else. Mm-hmm. Like, can you forgive and just stop the argument? I'm so bad at that.
Me and Jordan just got into a thing about we compromised on something. It was actually on the way here. The compromise was that I wanted to drive the car to my place, drop her off, and then her Uber to her place so that I could get here on time.
Sure.
And I also wanted to podcast in the car so we could like do an episode of us. Like,
yeah, of course, driving.
And she was like, no, we either drop me off at your place and I take an Uber, or if we podcast, we have to drive to my place and drop me off at my door. And I was like, okay, fine, we'll do that. And then she got lost a couple times and we were driving by my exit. And I go, if we just got off at my exit, we could be at my place and then you could take an Uber. And she's like, you're not allowed to hold it over my head if you compromise.
Yeah.
So that's something I do. I'm very able to like find common ground, but it bleeds into later I'll bring it up, which is not okay.
Yeah, it's hard not to, though. When you compromise and then you don't, who doesn't bring it up?
Yeah,
especially if the person gets lost.
I know, especially when you're so right and you want to be like, see, I was right the whole time.
Hey, well, if you, I mean, come on. I mean, you know what it is? That's groundwork for next time when it's like, hey, the next time you can just listen to me because we saw what happened last time. I compromised.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
And you ran over a kid. Mm-hmm. It wasn't good. How far apart do you guys live?
Mm-hmm. Like 25 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, did you you shot your special and you got a little bit of shit for it, some of the jokes online. Like people got pissed off at you.
Yeah.
How do you respond to that? Do you get, you know, you seem to be like, just like, what the fuck are these people mad about? Like, how do you handle that internally? Does it freak you out or are you okay with it?
I mean, it's like everyone has a right to get upset, but it upsets me when my character is, or like I'm like, people are saying I'm like, like a bad person or whatever because of a joke, and I'm like, you cannot like the joke, you can think the joke sucks or take umbrage with the joke, but like to have that reflect on like me and then make these assumptions about me, and then I'm like, that's not fair, I don't like that, you know. And I get frustrated when it's like so clear what the joke is, but people put their bias on it and then say that, no, this is what's upset. Like, I the joke in my special was trans women are women because I can't find the clit on them either.
That's funny.
And it was like, I was like attacked for sexualizing trans women. We're more than our body parts, blah, blah. And I'm even like, who am I to not make a woman come or something like that? Like, I'm using the right language that it's been beaten to our head to use. I'm on your side. I'm saying trans, and it's still wrong.
Yeah.
And that grinds my gears so much.
Language.
But. Oh.
But I've thought about it many times. I think maybe for me at least that some people don't really understand that comedians write material. I think a lot of people just look at them as kind of like public speakers in a way that's just having fun.
Yeah, and they're fucking stupid.
And I know they are. But
the thing is, I used to let it upset me, and now I've gotten to the point where it's like, dude, I did a trans joke on Twitter that was like, trans women are so much better than regular women because you can say things to them like, hey, honey, when are you getting your tits done? And you're seen as supportive, you know? And all these people flipped out, and I was supposed to MC a ska festival, and I got fired from it. And people found where I lived, and I was getting these death threats, and like all this shit came, and it was just like such a pile on. And it hurt me because I was very like in, like I said, I was in a ska band and I was like very in this community, and all these people liked me. And then when this happened, they turned their back on me and were like, you need to apologize. I can't be associated with you.
Babies.
That's crazy.
And because ska is this, like, everyone's welcome. Like, ska's turned into this fucking community of like an open door of everyone's welcome. It's like, you got to gatekeep.
Yeah.
You got to not let everyone in.
Or everyone can be welcome, but it doesn't mean we have to curtail every thought we have because people are welcome. Like, they can be welcome and still have to hear with a thought they don't love.
But the ska community are people that are still like, I'm still getting vaccines for COVID. You know, like, it's a lot of like scared, sensitive people, and like, you know, like bands have gotten in trouble because they play venues that aren't wheelchair accessible, so they're ableist.
I only do wheelchair inaccessible places.
Yeah.
If I see anybody in a wheelchair, I walk off stage.
Oh, I shoot him in the head. Come here, wheels.
Steven Singer Jewelers. Why? Because Steven's 24 karat gold dipped roses start at just
$59.
What a great way to start off the new year, even though we're a little bit into it.
2025.
Steven Singer's Real Long Stem American Beauty Roses. They're dipped in pure 24 karat gold. They're going to last a lifetime.
Everyone loves them. They're amazing.
Add your own personalized love message in Steven's signature gift box that you can get for free. And I've been promoting these things for years. I've got a bunch of them in the house. We should bring one and put it here.
We have like 10 of them. I love them.
You want to share the love all year?
Get your partner a whole bouquet of roses. You can even schedule each rose to come on a different special occasion so you can set it and forget it.
Right. That means if you're going to forget her birthday or anniversary because you don't give a shit,
you'll have one in the closet.
Yes. All right. Go now to IHateStevenSinger.com for real roses dipped and trimmed in real gold from a real jeweler you can trust, Steven Singer Jewelers. Or visit Steven's great showroom
at the other corner of 8th and Walnut in Philly.
I was going to say they want this verbatim, but I was going to add Steven's beautiful showroom. What are you going to do, sue me? We love Steven. IHateStevenSinger.com. These gold dip roses, there's always a new color. They sell out fast. Don't be an
love
idiot.
Love you, Steven. That's IHateStevenSinger.com.
Don't be sexy with it.
I'm not.
But it's such more a reflection on them than me. And also, I got hit up by like a couple places that were like, let's talk about cancel culture and how you got fine. And I'm like, no, it's they're allowed to feel how they feel. And they're allowed to, I think that comes from an inherently good place where people don't want anyone to hurt or ever be upset. But it's like, life sucks. It's not fair. You're going to hurt. Fucking embrace the suck and get through it. And fucking you'll be stronger for it in the long run. And I got fired from this thing. It's like, all right, well, I'll just keep doing the joke and then maybe take a step back and go, okay, are all these people valid in their criticism? Why don't I tweak the joke so that it's better and not so, I guess, like, so that any stupid person could see it and go, oh, that's funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Personally, I think it's bullshit when trans people are like, oh, stop fetishizing me. Like, bro, if people are fetishizing you, that means in a way that you're hot and sexy in some sort of way. Why would that offend you? The fact that they act like they're offended by that is bullshit, in my opinion. It's bullshit.
No, you're totally right. And a lot of it is not even like transsexuals. All my trans friends are like, I'm a transsexual.
That's
not
what
a woman.
I would rather call myself a transsexual than a transgender.
And that is I think that's the coolest shit ever. Everything you are is valid and loved and wonderful. But to say, like, I am a woman and I experience the same problem, and it's like, dude, it's just,
I hate the word cisgender. I hate it.
Inherently disingenuous. Yeah. And that doesn't mean that you're not a person or that I want you to. It's just like, let's be, like, honest about things here. And the same people that are like, don't fed it, dude, so many. Completely, they look like they were put together with a mop and fucking balloon tits and like clown makeup, and they're like, don't fetish. I'm like, you would be lucky for someone to be like, hey,
and in
I
fairness, I probably could. Yeah. You got the right guy. Hey, you fucking mop with tits, get over here.
But then you go on their page and they are like showing off their OnlyFans, and in every like photo, they're like, being said, and it's like, aren't you getting the thing that you wanted? Yeah. Like, what put the fucking badge of courage down? Like, what's the matter with you?
I will never call a woman cisgender.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the word either.
It's weird.
It's a Huffington Post blog word.
Yeah.
Made up like 25 years ago because cis has some Latin meaning. It's fucking irritating.
Yeah, but also it's a thing of like, you're then telling the majority of people that they're wrong and that, like, they need to change. And it's like, just like the thing I said about drinking. If you offered me a drink, I'd be a fucking asshole to be like, how do you not know I'm sober? Why would you do that? But instead it's like, oh, you were trying to like communicate with me and be nice. Like, that's not a bad thing, you know?
It's not a bad thing to drink, neither.
I'm going to pee my pants. I'll be right back. You guys talk. I have to go to bed.
It's not a bad thing to drink?
No.
For me, it is.
Well, maybe, yeah. Well, you know. Yeah, I can understand. Oh, yeah. Everyone that I've met through gym are in some sort of AA.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So when I find friends of his that do drink, it's very blissful.
So do you think that you want to, like, just find, like, a girl gang to go out with and, like, have cocktails? Like, are you just looking for community?
I'm probably pretty sour, to be honest.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would love that if it feels right.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the time it doesn't feel right. And I'm probably evasive.
Well, it must be hard coming from a completely different country and culture and language to here and have so many things that are different. It must be like isolating, you know?
And it does feel that way.
Wanting a sense of community and friends, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I've really, Jim asked about being single and if I'm happy, and I feel like I've never been happier single because I've been finding community and like throwing myself into friendships.
Yeah.
And my friendships enrich me and give me a feeling of like love and care that I think I was searching for in these like sexual relationships. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I'm ready for a committed monogamous love relationships, so I just throw myself into friendships and have little trysts and date, and I'm honest about everything up front, and then we
become pals, and it's fine. But finding community is so important.
But it is a good point that you're like, I moved from Norway, and now I'm here speaking a different language. I guess that everyone that I meet, I just feel like it's not real to me almost in a way, because here I am in a different country.
Yeah.
And I know I live here and whatever, but it's like I'm speaking a different language.
Right.
I don't feel like I really, truly connect.
Of course.
And that's, of course, on my cape, my boa.
Yeah.
But it's weird.
But maybe that fuels the drinking in a sense, because that makes that sense of discomfort go away, and then you feel like I can let my guard down and connect and be all right and quiet the feelings of discomfort.
Yeah.
Like, what are your hobbies? Do you have any, like, things you like? Maybe you
yeah.
could find community through
I like
that.
To do makeup. Mm-hmm. I like to do music. Mm-hmm. I like to have fun.
What's
have fun?
Make jokes. Uh-huh. I don't want to be a comedian, though.
You
I don't what? Understand comedians.
You don't want to be
She's
a comedian?
She's too literal. Good, like, yeah. like literal. She Nikki is very... That's like it's that same literal thing where... And I can't do it where you can stop an argument and just go, say you're sorry, and then that door is closed. It's okay.
Yeah.
Do you know Sandy Kane?
Yeah.
I love
That's
Sandy
her favorite
Kane.
Comic
That's a real comedian to me.
Oh,
because...
wait. Sandy Kane, I thought you meant the guy that's on New York One that does the movie minute.
Oh, no. That's Sandy something else.
No.
Sandy Kane... She's the naked cowgirl in Times Square.
And that's your best friend?
It's your favorite comic.
That's your, she's a comic?
I love yeah. Sandy Kane.
Really?
Yeah. She does...
She was an O&A a lot.
She's been having an acquired taste.
Uh-huh.
She had a genital wart that was very large. Yeah. I mean, it was very large.
I guess I'm so literal that when I watch someone do material, I'm going to sit there and be like, ha ha, I know that sounds really shitty,
yeah.
but I don't connect because I know that it's like most likely written. Comedy can be fun sometimes, of course.
Right, yeah.
I sound like...
Just awful.
So what you go, I like to have fun. What does that mean?
Maybe have a quiet lunch, go for a walk in the park.
That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't always like wild stuff. You
walk
like,
my dog.
When? She walks the dog once in a while. Like, we have a terrace that makes it a little bit easier.
I walk her twice a day.
Yeah.
But like, it's like, you don't always need... The one thing I couldn't have is somebody who always has to be... out and fucking loud.
I would
loud.
Like to have a cabin in Norway.
I like a nice quiet
drink whiskey.
Nice. I hate that.
What?
The always going out.
Oh,
Even when I was drinking, I like dive bars. I never liked like big loud club things, you know.
No,
but finding like live music, that's how I found my community and like friends.
You like punk?
Yeah. And, like, the tattoo community, and, like, that's an interest of mine. So I have explored that world and become friends with the, you know, like, I don't know, just find something you'd like and explore it.
Thank you.
Instead of just, like, I don't know, going clubbing. But you're also young.
But I haven't gone clubbing.
Find those people to then go clubbing is what I'm saying. Don't find the friends in the clubs. Find friends and then go out together. Does that make sense?
100%. Yeah. But I never liked that. Even when I was 19, I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Like, I just never liked those places. I always found them, like, ugh, just annoying. Yeah. But I was sober, so maybe it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to get on you, tattooed? I've never been able to do a tattoo because I can't commit to anything like that.
Me too.
I would be very sick of it very quickly.
Well, who cares?
I guess not. Yeah, but I just never did, 'cause I'm not decisive enough.
Yeah, yeah. My feeling is, like, each one of these reminds me of where I was when I got it, and that's kind of a neat thing. And it doesn't have to have meaning. Like, this is
know,
my brother's friend,
my grandmother's birthstone.
Yeah.
Fuck her.
Yeah.
Old bag.
I do have my grandmother's name right here.
That's not a birthstone.
I'm very literal. But I don't know. I feel like it's very like if you get something, you know, I have a rat man smoking a cigarette. I have my cat's name tattooed here. I have Bugs Bunny holding a gun like Tony Montana.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know,
that's
so
a great
like,
one.
Did you
it's like,
design them?
No. These are all flash tattoos. They're done
They're
at
cool.
R&D Tattoo in Queens. And I don't know. This is like a specific style that I find fascinating and that I like.
You go to one person.
I go to one shop.
One shop.
I
different
love the
guys
colors.
In the shop. Yeah. But it's like, I don't know. I feel like the older I get, the more I'm like, if I'm interested in something, I'm not going to care about judgment or anything. I'm just going to throw myself into it, try it, enjoy it, and find people that like and feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. What's the greatest tattoo you've ever seen? Like, if you could have it, it's a masterpiece, or is there one that you look at and go like, wow?
No.
No?
No. Some of these I just walk in and go, what do you feel like doing today?
Oh, okay. And you, so it doesn't have to have anything.
No.
Because I'll see, like, there was some, like, hyper-realistic tattoos. I forget who the guy
those
was.
Are those are cool. I appreciate them, but I would never get them.
You wouldn't want them.
No, no. Those aren't my style.
I've also like seen bad tattoos. Like, a bad, like, somebody had their
kid.
Bad
tattoos.
Mom and-
I love bad
you
tattoos.
You do, right?
Oh, my God. They're the fucking, like, someone with a portrait of their baby, and it looks like they, like, were like a caved-in pumpkin.
Yeah. Like, I like Sakamiko's tattoos.
Oh, his tattoos are great. Yeah.
Oh, they used to do a podcast. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah,
guys. Yeah, Zach's the fucking best. He actually, him and Chris DiStefano kind of helped me to be like, yeah, just get your arms done. Because I'm like, does this get in the way of anything? They're like, if you want to do it, just do it.
Does Chris DiStefano have tattoos?
Yeah.
What is he? I don't know.
He has a Serenity prayer on his forearm.
Is he sober?
No. Oh, he's Italian. Is it a Goomba?
Which tattoo is your freshest one right now?
Oh, I just got my thigh done.
Oh, okay.
What'd you get?
A dragon.
That's nice.
And fire. Yeah. But I don't know. Like, what? I think you should get a classic heart with Nikki in it.
Oh, I love that.
That would be a cool tattoo.
Or maybe on his butt cheek.
That's cool.
Right?
I'd literally
pink heart, Nikki.
No,
you could get little cherries, and underneath it says Jim. That'd be cute. And so what if it doesn't work out? Then you always remember, wow, there was a time when it was beautiful.
Get one on my face.
Yeah, yes, you should.
Forehead. Or you could, for a late Christmas gift, a target right on her head.
No.
For loads.
Aim here.
Yeah, yeah. No, that to me has never been something. It's not that I'm against that. I like looking at them. I know that I go through weird moments where I obsess. And
me
then
too.
All of a sudden when the obsession like kind of fades, I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that anymore.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the same. I'm afraid I would just get addicted to the rush of it and keep doing it, but never get what I wanted out of it.
Right. I get what I wanted out of it. I'm definitely addicted to the rush and the process and everything.
The colors are good, though. They're interesting tattoos.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, that shop's the best, man. But it's not like, and it's also American traditional, which is a very specific style. Bright, bold, beautiful colors.
The eagle.
You know, yeah, like classic designs. You pick them off the wall. You can trace the lineage of these back to the original artist, but everyone has them in their shops. You know what I mean? Like, I have one on my chest of a cowboy skull with a skull with a cowboy hat and a red bandana, and it's called a Crazy Sal because there was a guy in the 70s who murdered a cop, and his name was Sal DiSarno. They called him Crazy Sal. And tattooing was illegal in New York from like 1963 to 1997.
Really?
And
wait, in the 90s you couldn't get tattoos in New York?
It was illegal.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Just to digress for one second, do you know why? Like, what was their reasoning?
Well, what they said was that, you know, some people were like, well, because of needles and drugs, blah, blah. But really, it was when the World's Fair was happening, they didn't want New York to look disgusting and dirty, so they outlawed it. And then they just kept it on the books.
Were there tattoo shops here, though? Or no?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So they were, like, illegal, and it was kind of like a... Okay, yeah, you know.
Kind of like some of the pot shops that are up now, of them, yeah.
Yep, yep. And so there was a guy named Tony Polito, who's considered, like, the godfather of New York American traditional tattoos, and he had a house in Lefferts Garden that he would tattoo out of called Old Calcutta. And he tattooed the cowboy... So the guy, Crazy Sal, killed a cop, got beat up, arrested. The next day on the New York Post, he was handcuffed on the front of the Post shirtless, and that tattoo was right on his chest right here. The day after that, wrapped around the block twice, was a line at Tony Polito's Old Calcutta for everyone to get the Crazy Sal tattoo on their chest.
They liked the tattoo.
Done by him, and I got the same one done in direct lineage to a guy that studied under him.
Is he dead?
Tony Polito?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You never met him. He's been dead a while.
No. I never met him, but he's one of the best tattoo artists, in my opinion. And the shop I go to, one of the guys, Rich Fye, he worked with Tony.
Oh.
And I just nerd out on stuff like that. And so I have, like, the Crazy Sal on my chest right where it is. And I don't know. It's very off-putting when you tell people.
Well, the tattoo artists, to me, the balls they have, like... to do, like, I would never have this confidence in my drawing ability,
yeah,
to make art on somebody's body that's permanently with a needle. Like,
they make you tattoo on yourself, and then you have to do it on like orange skin or orange peels and like all this shit. So there's like an apprenticeship
process.
Is that
how they start? Orange peels?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like an apprenticeship process where you have to like be the shop bitch and like just clean and do everything, and then you like learn and you spend all your time drawing, and then you like study under these guys and everything. But I mean, I got my first one when I was 17.
But wait, do they draw it first? Or like what if you, whenever I draw a race, I'm okay. I can never do hands. Everybody was staying with their fucking hands. Everyone looks like they just got locked up because their hands are behind their backs because I can't do hands. But like, you can't erase
a
tattoo.
My grandfather was an artist, and he couldn't do backgrounds. So everything was just there. There was never anything in the background.
It's Superman. What's that? A small couch behind him. That's it. Yeah. Isn't it weird that like there's certain things? Hands are very difficult. Yeah. We talked last week too. Was it Jay McBride about drawing
hands?
Yeah,
she said that drawing the first like.
Oh, yeah, she's an artist.
Yeah,
she's her comic books are great.
If she draw hands, you draw the three first, and then this and that.
Really,
she said.
I can't do it. It's impossible. But anyway, as a tattoo,
would you get a jail tattoo if you went to jail?
If I went to prison for a long time, yeah. I've been to jail, but you're not going to get a tattoo in the
county.
DUI.
Is it different?
I have this. This looks like a jailhouse tattoo. It's a smiley face that like faded. Me and my cousins all got little smiley faces on us, and it looks like I got it in jail. But it was just,
did that hurt? That looks painful. That area, the thumb webbing.
It's just like a little scratch. You know?
Ozzy has a smiley face on his knee. He's got a few fucking great ones.
I want that. I think
you know
that's
the tattoo
so
I
cool.
Mean?
Yeah, of course.
He has thanks on the inside of his left hand.
That's awesome.
Yeah, just thanks.
I love it. Jordan and I call each other Ozzy and Sharon. Aww. I'm Sharon and she's Ozzy.
Oh.
Because she's insane and I take care of her.
She did say that. She goes that the reason you guys get along so well is like, she's a masculine woman, and you're not. You're a feminine guy, meaning emotionally you react to her.
Yeah.
She had a great point about that.
Yeah, I think we really balance each other really well. Like, I am in touch with like my emotions. I'm not effeminate, but I'm in touch with like my feminine side. And I think that just comes from being like raised around women, and she's raised by four like butch lesbians, and she's like such a gruff man, and I'm like, but how are you?
Are you emotional?
I'm proud of you. Yeah, I'm emotional. I have no problem telling people how I feel, whether it's anger or love, and I feel that I'm very emotionally intelligent. I try to be. I fail sometimes, but that's why I think she and I balance each other out.
Right.
You know.
Do you cry a lot?
No. I think that's gay. Like, I think that's like, what the fuck?
I cry a lot.
What's the matter with you?
I'm gay.
You know?
I cry during movies.
I cry at movies.
Ending of Titanic, he was bawling.
Really?
No, here's what happened.
You were so.
Hold on a second. We were watching the end of it, and I've seen it before. But I forgot that they all meet up in the end. I forgot that they all walk up the staircase.
Sometimes it's like, just so sweet,
just,
and you just
me.
Feel it.
I was crying. It just I forgot.
I love when Jim cries.
Yeah.
It makes me feel more connected.
That's nice.
Yeah, every time I remember we're married. It's not even crying. It's
sobbing.
Fucking, it's Bad Lieutenant Harvey Keitel weeping.
I think crying at a movie or something, or like something that hits you in the emotions, is fine. But I think crying over something is like...
Right.
You know, like if something doesn't go right and you're like crying, it's like you got to kind of get...
You simmer down a little bit.
Yeah.
We got to end because we're out of time. It ends at 6 o'clock. I also got to go do spots. So I'm sorry, this is a... What time do we start taping with Ian? Oh, so it's almost... Okay, 50 minutes, good.
Oh, cool.
Thank you for coming, Ian. I know you really went through hell and high water.
Oh, it's fine, man.
We wanted to have you on for a long time.
I love you guys. I'm so happy I got to be here. I think you guys are so great. Honestly, you guys getting together gave me hope because I, you know, date trans women. I have been with men. And I'm actually kind of starting to... I think I'm going to date a guy.
Wow,
I've never done that. And I think I'm going to allow myself to
try. Is there one you like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're so raw and honest when you talk about it.
No.
That inspires me. Yeah. That you're so open and truthful and no shame at all. Oh. Even if there is shame, like, at least you say it. You know what I mean?
Thanks. I mean, I appreciate that. That's very kind of you to say. I don't know. I've never have. Every relationship I have ends. I'm like, why don't I just try this?
What's he look like? Yeah, what's your type of guy? I don't think I can date a guy. What's
he smooth?
Yeah, he's so violently gay. We are such a good odd couple. He's a little effeminate black man that wears a do-rag. And I, like, on the phone, he was with his friends, and we're on the phone, and he was making fun of my accent. And he's like, oh, I can't with your little accent. I go, how do you think I feel with your faggy lisp? And his friends, like, died laughing. Like, we really, like, give each other the business. It's really funny.
Where'd you meet?
Dude, we met 10 years ago, and we hooked up, and then went nowhere. And then in the interim, I've become this, and he became very successful. And then we connected again, and I've started to hang out. We went on a date. It was the first, like, date I've ever gone with a man.
Wow.
And we went, and it was really nice. And it wasn't like sexual, and because I've never been with a guy without it being like, I'm gonna fuck you and then get out, you know. And so it was like, whoa, we're gonna try it.
Oh, good, know? Good for you.
We'll see. So next time I'm back, I'll give you a little update.
Yeah, please don't forget to spill the tea.
Yes, I'll spill it, and you and me can kiki, bitch.
Okay, I would love to.
Yeah,
thank you.
I love how honest. I love it too. I really respect you a lot because you talk
inspiring.
About everything, and good
thank
for you,
man. I mean, you're the king, dude. I grew up on you, and you've been so important to me and my growth with everything. And honestly, I'm not joking. Like, seeing you happy in a marriage and finding someone, which I know has not been an easy thing. And you living so authentically and open as to who you are is very helpful to me and my growth. So being here is very, very cool.
And you'll see me, and you will see me. You will see me triumph through a divorce.
Yes. Yes. And then you'll cross out the Nikki Hart tattoo. And that'll look fucking tough.
A couple therapists said to not mention divorce.
Oh, was you kidding?
It was a joke.
I know.
Get out of your feelings.
Exactly.
Put on another
necklace.
I'm
feelings.
Very emotional today.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really are.
Yeah.
Get
lots of
we
warm
certainly
months.
Know it's not a period.
Yeah. God, the best part of this, by the way. Never that excuse. All right, Ian, thanks so much, pal.
Thank
I'm really
you.
Happy
thank
to be here.
You guys.
Thank
and,
you.
Bye-bye now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.